Chof Beishvat, Monday the 28th of January, Rabbi Daniel Lehrfeld, Moidoi Rabbi Leroyso.
Famous Gemara, Prishim Chovar Achsanya, it's an honor to be here. Derech of the what's his name to Tefillah and Torah is the proper way. Chazal say in the beginning of the end of Shabbos, Vayisyatsu Besachti Sohor, Amr Abdime Bar Chome, Bar Chasa Melamed Shekofa Kodesh Bochu Es Sohor. Famous Gemara. The Gemara says that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu kibiyocho, they were underneath the mountain. The Menishlam forced them in Kabbalah Satera to be Makabal the Terror. Vom lehem imatem mekavlim, if you're Makabal the Terror, good. And if not, muta bim lav shom tekurasim. This will be your burial place. Amar Avacher by Yaakov mikan, from here we see Mo'oldo Rabba Leraisa. Rashi says, Shim Yasminim Ladin, if Kibiyochu, Kla Yisrael will be Benishim will be Masmin, Kla Yisrael to the Din, Lomelo Kiyamtim Mashikibaltim. Why won't you Makayim what you accepted? So the Kla Yisrael can answer back, Yeshlahem Tshuva. They have an answer. What's the answer? Shekiblu Be'ones. We were Makabo under duress. Duress. They were makabo again b'me'achashverish. Shenamar kimu b'kiblu kimu mashikiblu kvar. This is what the Gemara says. And Rashi says shekimu b'me'achashverish me'avas hanes, from the love of the miracle shenasa lehem, they were makabo the Torah ba'ave, a complete kabbalah sater. Maisi the Rishonim ask a good question over here. Rishonim says if the Kabbalah Satara was under duress, so why were they punished? Why was Klal Yisrael punished? Good kasha. Huh? No? Yeah. Good. I'm glad we have Askoma over here. Why was Klal Yisrael punished? Says the Ramban and the Rajbe. Says like the Ramban and the Rajbe. Rabbo Seinu. That they were punished because even though the Torah was given under duress, but Eretz Yisrael was promised to Klal Yisrael only if they're Mekayim the Torah. Eretz Yisrael was given to Klal Yisrael only if they're Mekayim the Torah. Says the, what's his name? Says the Ramban, Im Kein, when Klal Yisrael gizindit, they were not Shemir Torah mitzvahs like they should have, they were driven out of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael belongs to the Yidden, no one there Mekayim the Mitzvahs. If they're not Mekayim the Mitzvahs, that was the condition. They're not Mekayim the Mitzvahs, they were driven out of Eretz Yisrael. As we said the Rambam. The Maaseh of the Meshech Chochmeh goes on, and he says, Amer de Kizach. The Meshech Chochmeh says in Parshas B'Shalach, Ad Yavuam Cho Hashem, Ad Yavuam Zukon, he says, Zubia Rishonah, Zubia Shniyah, the Gemara says. Be a Rishayna. So the Gemara says, we lost the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael, in the Nebuchadnezzar's time, drove the Yidden outside Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is Nisbatla. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael became lost. Ad Yavram Cho Hashem, Ad Yavram Zukon Isa. The second time when they came, in the time of Koresh, the time of, what, the second time that Yidden came to Eretz Yisrael, they were allowed to come back and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Kedusha Shnia Lo Botla. The Kedusha Shnia of Eretz Yisrael did not become absolved. Why? So the Meshech Chochmah says, very good, with the Ramban. The first Kedusha depended upon what? Upon Yidden being Shemir Torah Mitzvahs. They weren't Shemir Torah Mitzvahs, this Batla Kedusha, the Kedusha became Batal. The second Kedusha was not dependent anymore on what? The second Kedusha was not dependent anymore on the Kabbalah Satera. They were Makabal the Tera Biava with love. There was a Kabbalah Gemura. So Eretz Yisrael was not given to them on the condition that they're Shemir Torah Mitzvahs. No, if they Gizindik, Yidden Zindik, they get a punishment. That's something else. But Kedushas Eretz Yisrael remain. And that's Ad Yavu Amcho Hashem, the first time Amcho Hashem, Amzu Konisa, they were Canaan, Klal Yisrael, Yibein Shalom, they were Canaan Eretz Yisrael with the what's his name, because the Avedis Hashem at that time was Bishleimus, so Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was not responsible. It's a posik. The Ma'is is a posik in Eschanan. After Nesinas Aseres Adibris, in Eschanan, Perak Deshi says, V'shamata Yisrael, V'shamata Laseis, Asher Yitav Lecho, V'asher Tirbu Me'od, K'asher Diva Hashem Elokecha V'sech Aloch, Eretz Zavas Cholav Advosh. That's what the Pasuk says after Aseres Adibris. And the Rabban says over there, Klemer, Leman Sheyetiv Loch, B'sita Loch, Eretz Teir. So the Ramban says in the first Ramban, L'shitoso, we're giving you Eretz Yisrael on the condition that you're Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. If you're not going to be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, you won't have the man Yetiv Loch. So that's what the Ramban and the Rashba ask on this question, Modor Rabba Liraisa, if it's true that Modor Rabba Liraisa, what's going on over here? Why was Klal Yisrael Nenash? This is what the Ramban and the Rashba say. Now, the Beis Meir asks an interesting question. This Beis Meir is one from the Gedolei HaPoskim. The Beis Meir brings it, and the Beis Ephraim brings it. We have a Gemara, gentlemen. We're getting it a Gemara. You know, in Beis Medrash of Lamala, in Shemaim also, they have to go with our Gemara. Our Gemara is the final say. Gemara says over here, in Baba Basra, famous Gemara, Amar Avhune, Tuluyu Vezavin Zavine Zvine. If I force a person to make a sale, the Gemara says the sale is good. Tuluyu Vezavin Zvine Zvine. My time, called the Mazvin Inish. Anytime a person makes a sale, Ilav the honest, if not for the fact there was something honest, there was something pushing him, Lahavi Mazvin. He went to sold it. And the Gemara goes into a whole omid and a half afterwards. But that's the Gemara, that's the Psak. Tuluya v'zoven zvine zvine. Frek the Beis HaMeir, if that's true. Tuluya v'zoven zvine zvine. So what is the Gemara saying in Shabbos? Kan modoya rab liyaraisa. What do you mean there's a modoya rab liyaraisa? What's made us? Tuluya v'zoven zvine zvine. If I can make the mention, if we force a person to make a sale, the sale stands. Unless he makes a moldoya before the sale. There's whole things, how to be mavato, how to void the sale. But that's if it's done beforehand. B'shas ma'isa, if we force him, and he says, Reitzani, the sale is a sale. So sometime he did chachamim, Ruvain Gruzovsky wanted to say, maybe it's over here, I get it from Tuluyu Kni. It's not a getter from selling, it's a getter from buying. On that there's a machlekes rishayim, whether I can force a person to buy something. I can force a person to sell something, and the sale is a good sale if he says wrote something. But I can't force a person to buy something. Okay, first of all, that's a machlekes rishayim, whether it works or not. Second of all, the Beis HaLevi has Midrashim, and he proves that the Kabbalah Sater and Har Sinai was, we sold ourselves. We became Avodim to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's how the Beis HaLevi describes Kabbalah Sater. So we basically sold ourselves as Avodim to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he gives many, many Midrashim to that effect. Chutz from all that, Taisa says that if it's for a Dvar Mitzvah, if you're Chayiv to do it, if a person is obligated to do it, it has the same status as Tuluya Vizor. So here they were Mechoyev. That was the Kabbalah Satera. That was the Briya Sa'ilam. The Ibn Hashem said, if not, for the fact that Klal Yisrael was going to be Makabel the Torah, the whole world would have been destroyed. So that was the Bria. That was part of the Bria. They were chayiv to do it. Taisa says, any situation where you're chayiv to do something, it's included in that halacha tuliyah b'zavin zvin zvin. Okay, so the base comes along, the base of Aaron says, if that's the case, gentlemen, what's going on? What's this Gemara in Shabbos? So the base of Aaron, one of two things. Either the Gemara in Baba Basra disagrees with the Gemara in Shabbos. Sugis Chokas, Sugis disagree. Or the Gemara in Shabbos holds like the Mandyama Tuluya Vizov and loves Vinizmin. Okay, basically we're saying the same thing, but that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Beis Meir says. Okay, so the Beis Meir Achidish. And the Beis Meir brings a Raya. The Beis Meir brings a Raya. What's his Raya? Bring an interesting Raya. Beis Meir brings, I want to speak about the Raya. At the time of Kabbalah Satera, Chazal tell us all the neshamis of the generations were there at the Kabbalah Mishe. Yeshnapo, Mishenenopo, all the neshamis were there as well. Just wasn't the 600,000 yidden at Kabbalah Satera. All the neshamis came down. And they all were Makabal the Torah. Okay? That's a good question. But that's what happened. The question is good, but that's what happened. I say so. Frekta, what's the Frekta Beis Meir? You know, but it doesn't say when they were Makabal the Torah again by Achashverosh, it doesn't say all the Neshamas were there. They're not all the Neshamas. What's the pshat? If you need all the Neshamas, that means you need the potential, the 600,000 Neshamas. And Zera HaKodesh says, this is Klal Yisrael, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael had to be there, and that's what was there at Mamad Har Sinai. So it should have been also there at what? At Achashverosh, it was also a Kabbalah Seder. Hoder Kiblu Bimei Achashverosh Omor Hashem. If you don't need it, so you didn't need it then. If you do need it, why don't we find that what? That at Achashverosh also. Let's say Frek to Akash. Zokta, what's his name? Zokta Beis Meir. From here we see that those midrashim that say that there was 600,000 yidden at Kabbalah Satera, and they weren't there at what's his name, they were not there at Bimei Achashverosh, because it holds like the Sugya Tuliyah B'Zavin Zvin Zvin. That was the Kabbalah Satera. Finished! The primary Kabbalah Satera was one gentleman, Har Sinai, that was the primary Kedusha said there, primary, what's his name, what they did in Bimei Achashverosh was a Gevaltik thing, but the Kabbalah Satera stands on its leg from Matan Torah. That's why at the time of Matan Torah, all the Neshamis were there. And they didn't need to come back at the time of Achashverosh. Azizok, the Beis Meir Araya, he says, this is a right to my Yisrael. Al-Korchach, the sugya in Baba Basra, argues with the sugya where? In Shabbos.
So what's the Moedor Rabba?
That's the sugya, okay. That the sugya in Shabbos holds that something under duress is not a good sale. But the sugya in Baba Basra argues. That's the machlekes, like we find the machlekes in Tutanoi. You're right. That's the Modoya Rabba over there. That's what the Gemara says. It's a Modoya Rabba. But that's according to the Gemara in Shabbos. But according to the Gemara Baba Basra, the Gemara Baba Basra says, even a sale under duress, we are, what's his name, we understand it's an umdana that a person at the end of the day wants to say. So it's a machlekes in Sugis. It's a machlekes in Sugis. We find in Shabbos many machlekes in Sugis. This is what this is what the Beis Meir says. Comes along Reb Chaim Brisker and says an interesting chap. We'll go back again to the Beis Meir again. Zok Reb Chaim Brisker says, what is the halacha that when a person is forced to make a sale and he says, Rotsani, I want... If he doesn't say Rotsani, okay, he doesn't say Rotsani. He's under duress. He doesn't say Rotsani. He doesn't say Rotsani. But when a person is forced, and he's under duress, and he says Rotsani, the aloch is the sale is the sale. What does that mean? What's made this? We see a person is forced. On the other hand, The Gemara nemzen anes in umdenim, that when a person says rotsani, at the end of the day, and he receives payment, if he doesn't receive payment, he doesn't receive payment, it's not a sale. But if he receives payment, everyone sells something because he's a person ordinarily would want to keep, unless he's a wholesaler, unless he's a retailer, but a person selling his own objects is not going to sell it unless he's genet. He has a reason to sell. He's forced to sell.
Even the wholesaler.
Huh?
Even the wholesaler. Even the retailer.
Okay, but maybe that's his business is to sell. Okay, but it could be. But I'm just going to Torah is not a retail good. There is what the Matana, is the Matana from the Ibn Ishlam created thousands of Teres before the Bria Sarid. Al Kopani, let's go back to what we're saying. Zok the Reb Chaim. Good. So what does that create a situation? Gentlemen, what is the halacha? Somebody says Rotsani. He was forced to sell, and he says Rotsani. What's the halacha? Tuluya Bezavim Zavin Izvin. Ah, he comes along later, says I was forced. What's the answer? What?
You agreed.
Devarim Shevelei Veinen Devarim. That's the halacha. What a person says in his heart, Veinen Devarim. You said Rotsani. At the end of the day, you said, fine, I'll accept the sale. You took the money. You know, that's also a big... Took the money. The money's in the hand. It's jingling away. The check is there. You said Rotsani. If you said Rotsani, the halacha is Devarim Shevelei. What you thought inside your heart is Veinen Devarim. Zokter B'chayim Amer Dekecha. Zokter B'chayim Zachayim. Devarim Shevelei Veinen Devarim is when I'm doing a business deal with you. So the halacha is Devarim Shevelei Veinen Devarim. What you said is what you mean. And that's what the Torah obligates you to do. Two people make a business deal. I can't back out and later say, oh, but I meant this, I meant that. What do you mean you meant that? If you meant it, you should have said it. Put it in contract. That's the way things go. That's the halacha, Devarim Shebelev, ain't in Devarim. So whatever you think in your heart is, that doesn't mean anything. We're not machshim. That's because Bein Adam L'Chaver. Bein Adam L'Shamayim. This is already a different passion. Devarim bin Adam Lamakim, Devarim between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam, Devarim Shebelev Havyin Devarim. Devarim Shebelev is something. And they tainted, like this gentleman pointed out, Modoy Rab, Ribbono Shel Olam, we were forced into this situation. You didn't give us too much of a choice over here. You didn't give us too much of a choice. Okay, we said Nasa Venishma, oh, Gevaltik, and we got the two crowns and everything else, but this was all under duress. Duress doesn't work. And what? The time of duress doesn't work, Bein Odom L'Chaveru, because that was the Rotsan of Ibn Ishlam, because we can't deal with a person, another person's thoughts. But in Bein Odom, the Bein Amokim, that is a time. That time, Klal Yisrael said later on that we were under duress, even though we said Rotsani, is a time. Because Bein Odom L'Shamayim, Modoya Rabbe L'Yaraisa works. That's how Reb Chaim says. The Maisa, the Beis Ephraim, left in the grace of God, Beis Ephraim, Zabazim, Margolius, Zokta Araya, Shtiko Raya to the Yisrael. You won't believe it, gentlemen, but I'm telling you a Tosefta. Okay, don't jump up and yell at me, because I'm telling you a Tosefta. Tosefta says, Azay, it's a Tosefta in Baba Kama. The Klal Yisrael did a Genevas Hadas on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Would you believe that? Huh? What's the Genevas Hadas? They said, Nasa Benishma. Wow, this is Heintike Parsha, Nasa Benishma. Shtetach the Malachim came down and gave them two crowns. One Kenegan Nasa, one Kenegan Nishma. That was the two crowns. Where do we find a person says, I'll do, and then I'll listen? Where do we find such a thing? A person always wants to hear, what's the deal? Tell me the deal. After you tell me the deal, I'll either agree with you or disagree with you. I'll either take it here. They came along and they said, Nasa ben Mishra, ooh, that's like Malachim. I'll get it from Malachim. Zokdei dina genevus das. It's one of the Gein Vedas that Tosefta lists the genevus hadas. And one of the genevus hadas, Kla Yisrael, Givold Opnaren. Eta Maise. Opnaren, the Rebbeinu Shalom. Nasa ben Mishra. And not only that, they got two crowns. Two crowns. The Malachim don't know what's in a person's mind. That was the Modoya Rabbah Leorais. That us is given because they didn't want to be Makabal the Torah. It was under an earnest. As they zok the Beis Efrai. The Beis Efrai in the Sakdomen. To Ibn Ezra, he has Chubas of Ibn Ezra. Zok the Beis Efrai, Araya, that what? That in Emerson they didn't want. Okay. What is the Beis Meir? The Beis Meir obviously argues. And the Beis Meir time is that what? What's up the Beis Meir? The Beis Meir says, we bowed our Gemara. And I told you in the Nagdom, our Gemara says, Tuluya Vizovin Zvini Zvini, that's a halacha. Whatever Chazal tell us, that's the halacha. And the halacha is koveya, whether we're on the ground or up in Shamayim. That's what the halacha. Lo bashamayimi. If the halacha says Teluya v'zovin zvine zvine, and the Gemara, the Shas paskins that halacha, that is the halacha. That's the koveya. Even for the Ibeinu Shalom, a famous meiser, a gevaltike meiser in the Gemara b'Metzia. If you remember the Gemara, there was a plukta in the Masifta of the Rakim between the Ribbeinu Shalom and the Helikat Tanoim and Amoroim, if a certain thing was Tomei or Tor, so they said, let's, and Ribbeinu Shalom held it was Tor, and they held it was Tomei, and they let's find out, and they asked the Rabbi, I forgot, Rabbi Shiloni, one of the Amoroim before he died, because, so he said it was Tor, or Fakir, so he says, Nitzchobana! The halacha is like the Beis in Shalmata, not like the Beis in Shalmata. We make our cheshbonos according to what the Torah says. The Ribbeinu Shel has his chesh, that's the Gabi Einshim, other things. With a deal, we say it in English, a deal is a deal. If the halacha is koveya, that's a deal, that's a deal. Chutz that might be an umdin in the muchach, that the Gemara held, so it's believe or believe koadim, but that does tie into the Beis. Okay, so we have a machlekes between Rav Chaim Mibriska on one hand, that he said that the Gabi Matan Torah, we go after, the Din Dvorim Shabalev is Yenogea, and according to the Beis Meir, the Beis Meir Tainis, we bow to the tzad is that the Einus created a situation of Dvorim Shabalev, and the Vibadi created a Din Dvorim Shabalev ain't a Dvorim. But let's go back to the raya that the Beis Meir brings. The Beis Meir brings a meir dike raya that what? That Kabbalah's Haterah was at Mamad Har Sinai, not at Achashverosh's time. And from the fact that we see that all the neshomas of the Yidden were Makabal the Torah at that time, and we don't find that was a prerequisite at the time of Achashverosh. Zok the Beis Meir, I'm coming along to maybe give an answer Ulai to the Beis Meir's ride. You know, the Gemara says on the Pasuk, Vayivku l'mishbachesam, Sha'om boicha l'mishbachesam. The Om was boicha to l'mishbachesam. What do you mean, Om boicha l'mishbachesam? The Gemara says, Nesir lehem arayas. Nesir lehem arayas. They were crying before they could marry a sister, before they could marry other arayas. After Matan Torah, they could not marry. They weren't boicha. The families weren't boicha. They were boicha because of their mishpachas. Frank the Marami Praga Meredith Kasha. We have a halacha, gentlemen. We have a halacha. Gershin Iskayer, Kekodin Shanol Adom. Everyone knows halacha. Any ger, richtige ger that comes and is makabel Torah mitzvahs. He's like a cotton shenolandom. And the Gemara says, because of that halacha, mi ikir hadin, hetzachayna, meredik in Gemara, mi ikir hadin, a ger is allowed to marry his sister, his mother, any kor. Because kikon shenolandom, he's like a baby reborn. You know, the goyim have a reborn idea. They took it from us. He's a cotton shenolandom, and that means legabi relations. He has no relations. He, a kumt, on a relation. That's the halacha. Kikon shel olam don't give you that. Frag the maral miprag. So what were they crying about? Kabbalah's hater was the Kabbalah's terah mitzvahs. That was the Kabbalah's geirus. That we learn out geirus is we learn out from matan terah. A person to become a Jew needs mila, tvila, Kabbalah's mitzvahs. By a woman, tvila, Kabbalah's mitzvahs. We learn this out from what matan terah. This is one of the foundations of Klal Yisrael. That's Kabbalah's geirus. If Kabbalah's geirus is learned out from matan terah, so it's Kikon Shanola Dami. Why were they also? Why were they crying? Dr. Marami Prague, you know why were they crying? Because they were forced into it. Coming back to Agamor, they were forced into being Makabal the Terror. It wasn't a complete Geras. Azei Zokta Marami Prague. It wasn't Gefelten Kedusha Sisra. That's what he says. About it wasn't a complete geirus. Therefore, the Maral Miprak says, "Beicha the mishpachaisev." The din of geirush and iskayer kikotin shanola domi did not apply. Ordinarily, would apply that it applies only when a goy becomes a geir willingly. When he becomes a geir willingly, ashashananander mensch, zchanada a new reborn person. A new reborn person is allowed to remarry to whomever he wants. What? But here, Bibalt, they were forced into it. Zokta Maral Miprag, let me finish. Zokta Maral Miprag, they didn't have that halacha of Gershon Iskagor. And he brings proof because that's from Shad Bechel Mishmachas.
But what gave him? They were the children of Rumi Yaakov.
True! As was.
Already,
that's a different point. But Afal became they needed the required Agaris. They did require Agaris. They required a few things. They required a Tvila, they required a Mila, those who weren't Malyat, they required Hazoya Saddam, and they required Kabbalah Samitzis. So even though they were in the progress, in the process of Bnei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, but the Kedusha wasn't completed. Because they weren't Makabel Ba'aveh. About the word Makavo Bahava, it was missing in Kedushas Yisrael. And as they said, the Chassam Sefer too. Chassam Sefer says, we have halacha that if a Jew does a mitzvah, even if he's forced into a mitzvah, every Jew wants to do a mitzvah, so even if he brings a korban, he's forced to bring a korban. The halacha is, it's called the Ritzono, Zok the Chassam Sefer not Tshuva. Zok the Chassam Sefer, that's only after Achashverosh. Hode Kibbul B'mei Achashverosh. Beforehand, felt in Kedushas Klai. So, Azei Zok the Chassam Sefer not Tshuva. Comes out of Gevaltik Yechidish. According to the what's name, according to the Maral Miprag, Kabbalah Satari, there was a Kabbalah Satari. There was a, what's his name, a Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satar, but somehow in Kedushas, Klal Yisrael gefelt epis. And because there was missing, that's why the din of Gersh and Iskayer, Kikot and Shandola did not apply. If that's the case, that it was missing somehow in the genetic Ruchnius makeup of Klal Yisrael, that's why all the Neshomis had to be Makabal the Torah at Har Sinai. Why? Because he felt in Kedushas Klal Yisrael. Now, when a Jew is born, he's born to a Yiddish Imam. He's born to a Yiddish Imam, automatically he becomes a Yid. A Kohen is born to a father who's a Kohen. As long as there's no Chalolus over here, he's a Kohen. A Levi is born to a So then the Kedusha is automatically transferred by birth. Here the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael was somehow, there was something missing in the genetic Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael at that time. Till Achashverosh, there was missing in Kedusha's Klal Yisrael. Missing. Okay. Bibad was missing in Kedusha. Epis fell. That's why the din of Gersh and Iskar Kikon Shanola Domi did not apply. That's why they needed all the neshamas to come down to be makabel the Torah at that time. Masha'in came after Achashverosh. Hode kiblu b'mei Achashverosh. Was his gefeld? What was missing? The kabbalas ha-Torah mi'av. That they didn't accept the Torah at that time. Bibal, they did not accept the Torah. It was missing in Kedushas Yisrael. Now that was completed at Achashverosh Hodr Kiblu, they completed. So Kedushas Yisrael was completed at that time. Now automatically, every person born to a Yiddish Imam is considered 100% a Yid with the full degrees and the full citizenship of Klal Yisrael. Oh, you don't need any more neshamas to come down at Achashverosh's time. Because it's genug. The fact that you were born a Yid, this is genug. Before, it was missing in Klal Yisrael. He bought the Kiftaut, the Kedushas Klal Yisrael. So they needed all the neshamas to come down at Mamar Har Sinai to be Makav. After, what's his name? After Matan Teira, after Achashverosh, they didn't need it anymore. Why did they need it? Because it's given Gansin, the Kedusha was completed. And I'll tell you an interesting result. It says, the Gemara says, Amer de Gezach, I have a minute? Do I have a minute? Yes. Okay, 2 minutes. I'll tell you a good word. The Gemara says, you just learned Zvachim. I hope you still remember it. The Gemara says in Zvachim, at the end of Zvachim, this is Mamish at the end of Zvachim. The Gemara says in Zvachim that Miriam became the Tztari. Miriam had a leprosy. Moshe Rabbeinu began to daven for who's going to be mater her? Who's going to be mater? Aaron is a korov. Aaron can't be mater. Moshe is a zar. Can't be mater. I say something more. Who's going to? See, Moshe says, don't worry. I brought the tzaras on her. The same way I brought it, I will be mater. That's because you need a hator to be mater. Frick, the Astrof Segoin. Anyone heard of the Astrof Segoin? Who heard? Huh? Nobody heard over here? Such a choshma. I am over here. Didn't hear of the Astrof Segoin. Astrof Segoin is going on a Rebbe, no? Astrof Segoin, I'm going. I'm going to take a Goin. Frick, I'm going to take a Kashi. Aaron says he couldn't do it because he's a korv. Moshe's also a korv. The same korv that Aaron was, the same korv Moshe was, against our brother. So why does the Gemara say Moshe couldn't do it because he's a zar, it's not a korv? The teretz is, Zok the Astrofsa, where was Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain. He was Makabal the Termiyava. By him was Gershon Iskar, Kikotin, Shenoladam. He had a full Kabbalah Sater. So he was Takezar. He was a Kutchenegger. Aaron was not on the top. So Aaron and Miriam, they didn't get the full Kabbalah Sanitsis. So they're like the Chakorov. A Korov can't be modest. Mir Tashem, Zomen Zoycha Zayn, to see what the BS Goyal Sedek Bimheir Vyomena. Thank you for listening and not falling asleep.
Go ahead.